Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hello to all under the sound of my voice. Today we would like to conclude our series of Falling on the Rock Before the Rock Falls on You. And if you're just tuning in, that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. The last few times we covered the word redemption, and we talked about repentance last time. The last thing we want to talk about, which is my least favorite, is rejection. What is rejection? I think we all know what rejection is, but it means to deny, to refuse to accept, to refuse to hear, to receive or admit that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, or that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Basically, when we are faced with the question, what must we do with Jesus? There's two responses. Last time we talked about repentance. That's the first response that God wants to hear. That's when we fall before Him with a broken and a contrite spirit and confess our sins before Him and change our actions. But the sad to say, the other response is rejection. If you picture the scene at Calvary when Jesus Christ hung on the cross, we know that there was two malefactors there with Jesus, one on the left and one on the right. And we know that one accepted Jesus because Jesus said, "This day ye shall be with me in paradise." But the other one did not receive Jesus Christ. And therefore, he spends an eternity in hell. The result of rejecting Jesus Christ is simply that. When we do not admit that he is the Son of God, we have rejected him. And the Bible simply says this in John chapter 3, 36. It says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Wow. What a sad case when the wrath of God is abiding on you. You know, the Bible tells us that that judgment will come. And as the scripture we read in Matthew chapter 21 verse 44, it says, "Whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to pieces." You see, right now, while we still have the Spirit near, the Bible say, "Fall upon him and be broken." In the day that you hear his voice, it says, "Harden not your heart." But if we do not heed that call of the Spirit, there's a day a coming where the judgment of the Lord will come upon us. As we said before, he came as a babe in a manger, but this time he's coming again as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Right now he is sitting on the mercy seat. He said, "Whosoever will, let him come." But I'm going to tell you, dear friend, one day he is going to get up off of that mercy seat, and he's going to sit on that judgment seat, and it'll be too late. It's your time now. If you hear the Spirit calling upon you, saying, "Stop all that nonsense that you're doing. Recognize Jesus Christ as that chief cornerstone. Recognize him as the Son of God and confess your sins and be forgiven." If you would bow your heads, if you can, and say, "Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that you died on that cross, and on the third day you rose from the grave with all power. Come into my heart, Lord, and save me now. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me." If you prayed that prayer, praise be to God, you have fell upon the rock and you are broken, and then you have eternal life. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org, and remember, God's word is life.